Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're recording.
Nice. Yeah, go for it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Failing Better, everyone's favourite podcast. With me, Johnny Pelham, and my wonderful co-host,
Sean McLaughlin. How you doing, everyone?
I'm doing well. I was waiting for everyone to respond and give them a chance to process how they're doing.
All of our listeners, respond.
Out loud, now.
Right now, please. I mean, imagine if when this goes out, we hear people in our neighbourhoods shouting, "We're doing great, thanks, Johnny and Sean."
That would be lovely. Or awful. Or I'm thinking about committing suicide.
It'd be just like that moment, the first time that we all clapped for the NHS. And we're like, wow, it's such a rush. It'd be like that. But it'd be at 6 a.m. And the papers would be nonplussed and confused.
Yeah, yeah, it'd just be in all the cemeteries and all the cellars of this country. Would have people making sort of sad noises.
A fart has emanated from every pet shop basement in the country. Reporters are baffled as to why.
Yeah, I see that. So how are you, Sean? Have you had a good week?
I've had a pretty good week. I'm off now. Basically, I've only got this podcast really to worry about for the next few weeks, which is a bloody good feeling.
I guess you're still quite worrying, though.
Yeah.
Keeps you up at night, this.
Good is a relative phrase. Yeah, but I've been reading. I was on our Spotify for our podcast.
Yeah,
and we got one more 5-star review. So thank you for whoever did that.
Legend.
And now we have links to podcasts that are similar to us. So we're doing well enough on Spotify that we're now like part of their ecosystem.
Oh my god, who are we similar to?
So it says episodes now more like this. All right, more like this. The top one is called Metro Retro.
What's that about? What's the premise?
Let's have a look. Two hosts.
Two handsome men. Two
sift
sexy
through
men.
Old free newspapers.
What?
Then it's Horror Hangout.
I don't think these sound like anything like what we do. What we do is we're a self-improvement podcast who offer digestible advice to help you make your life better.
Okay, well, how about this? How about the Olive Magazine podcast? The Olive Magazine is brought to you by food and drink-obsessed Olive Magazine. It's hosted by a deputy editor, and it shares exclusive additional content and top chef interviews.
You know when you hear...
Who are our listenership? Yeah. Who are they?
You hear AI is going to take over the world because they get all our personal information and they can make personalised adverts designed for you. And then you get this sort of shit and you think, we're fat. AI doesn't have a fucking clue what's going on. There's no one who likes Olive who likes us.
Well, obviously, I think it's just done by that. Okay, the next one. Warhammer 40,000 podcast. If we ever did a live show, I genuinely think every single type of person would be there. Apart from anyone with a fucking sexual partner.
Yeah, they've got the Warhammer crew next to the Olive crew.
Mikila Talks, YouTuber Mikila McDade podcasts her every waking thought. Is she listening to this then? I thought it would just be all other comedy podcasts. There's barely any comedy podcasts.
That doesn't say a lot about what they think this is, Sean.
Yeah.
So I was listening to this and go, no one who likes comedy would like this podcast.
Right, the seventh most popular thing that apparently is linked to us is a BBC Radio 4 audio documentary about the fatwa that was put on Salman Rushdie.
Oh,
Oh, what, God.
Eat, Sleep, Wine, Repeat, a wine podcast. Who...
They seem to think we're part of the intelligentsia and we're really into food.
It's because we keep saying soups is good. That's our main catchphrase. So the algorithm is hearing the phrase soups a lot.
Yeah.
Soups is good. And going, oh, they're a food podcast.
Yeah. And in a way, I think maybe we are. I mean, we offer soups is good. You know, I like cheese. That's another one of my big food opinions.
Curry Man. We talked a lot about curry in the last one.
We talked a lot about... Have you got a response from Curry Man?
No, Curry Man's not coming on the show.
Son of a bitch.
And no word on Stevie Wonder either.
I think Curry Man was a shot too far, but I think we can settle at Stevie Wonder.
Well, the thing is, I always thought Stevie Wonder did a single with Blue.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Which I think, well, that means it's all on the table.
Artistically, we're as relevant and good as Blue.
I think we are. I think we definitely are. Look, it is... We have one degree of separation with a Radio 4 documentary about the fatwa that was put on Salman Rushdie.
Did I tell you who must be a clever man? Whoever's Blue's agent is. Because that is, they've done well.
Really?
Well, I mean, Blue, as far as I can tell, total dog shit.
What was their big song? I remember what they looked like. I can't remember what...
The end of the rainbow
woke
song?
Up this day with this feeling.
Man, ooh, that's five. Things are coming my way. When the lonely days are dying and the woods and girls are flying. Ah.
What was their song?
I don't know.
I don't even know what their songs are. Oh, All Rise. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. All Rise.
Around the city streets. One Love. No, I'm singing One Love, I think.
I think that was one of theirs as well, wasn't it?
I don't know.
One love for the hip-hop beats.
One love, and I still believe.
Apparently, following the success of All Rise, they went to New York City to film the If You Come Back music video. While there, they witnessed the attack on the World Trade Center. I absolutely did not expect that.
What do you think Blue's response? Do you think anyone in Blue, as the World Trade Center has happened, thought, should we do a song now?
I wonder if they kept doing the music video.
Like,
does this mean we're still doing the video? No, we're not doing the video, Lee. Shut the fuck down.
Should we go to Ground Zero and try and cheer everyone up with a song? What a cultural moment it would be if the first tower went down, Blue started singing, and then the second tower.
They weren't even aiming the planes towards it. They were trying to hit Blue. Oh, well, we missed twice. Anyway, we'll try and get Blue on the podcast. Ask them what they thought. What do they think when they saw, when they saw that?
Let's try and get Blue on the podcast. I mean, we'd have to adapt a lot of me calling them shit, I think.
They must know their shit.
That's true. And the problem is,
do you think Blue ever listened to Blue? Like, do you think they're sitting there listening to their stuff?
It's an interesting question, that. I often feel that about, like, right-wing talk show hosts. It's like, how much do they know what they're doing is immoral, unethical, ill-informed shit, and how much do they believe it? And they too have, like, Blue. Do you think Blue are like, we're clearly a pop-manufactured, pointless, bland shit show? Or do they think, this is really good pop, actually?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they wrote any of their stuff. I mean, I think the ones that write their own stuff probably are like, well, this is good. I think Beyonce really likes her music.
But Beyonce is a different level to Blue.
Yes.
Controversial opinion.
Right, I'm just going to Google, where was Beyonce on 9/11?
Maybe Beyonce was, you know, the one that they managed to fight back and didn't attack it. Maybe Beyonce...
United 93, she was on that.
Yeah, she was the one who saved the day there. Because if Beyonce turned out to be like Wonder Woman or some sort of superhero in the Marvel franchise, I'd think that would make sense, really.
What do you mean?
Well, she's so beautiful and so powerful and strong and talented that if she was like a magic person...
Yeah. She's a bit much, I think. I don't really like it. Her new album's so good as well.
Yeah.
Really...
What do you mean you don't like it? How good she is?
I just don't like it.
I honestly think having sex with Beyonce would be one of the worst experiences of my life.
I think it would be a worse experience for her than you.
No, I disagree, because I think I think I'd be so intimidated.
How would this even... All right, first of all, how would this even come about?
We're at a bar. I'm looking suave.
You're at a bar, okay.
Yeah. Beyonce walks in. I say, hey,
In the last few weeks, between the main eps and the Patreon eps, you speculated having sex with two women, Hillary Clinton and Beyonce. Your opinion of yourself is absurd.
No, I'm just saying that I've never met those women, but if I did, the sexual magnetism would be off the charts.
Okay.
Look, I'm a faith. I'd never cheat on Sophie. Cheat on Sophie. But that's the only thing that's stopping me and Beyonce having a mad affair. In my opinion.
Okay, so Beyonce meets you at a bar.
Yeah. I say, hey, B, how are things?
Okay. Shall I be Beyonce?
Yeah. I think this is the part you were born to play.
Okay.
If I was a casting
I'm Beyonce.
Character
all right.
I was casting for Beyonce, my first thought would be,
of course.
What about that lanky podcaster?
Well, I actually don't appreciate being called a podcaster. It sort of demeans my brand a little bit. Lanky is one thing, but I draw the line at podcast.
Whenever I tell anyone I have a podcast, I want to kill myself at the same time. It doesn't feel like
that's why I don't tell people.
Yeah, I don't tell anyone either.
I don't tell anyone. Let's explain our numbers.
I go up to the attic, I talk to myself, and people go, that's fair enough, it's a difficult world.
Yeah, I'm on a podcast with Sean McLaughlin.
Yeah. And then people go, God, are you okay?
Are you doing all right? Some people give us £5 a month to keep doing it.
Yeah, those people truly are damaged and also wonderful. So, Beyonce.
I'll be Beyonce. Which pub is it?
The King's Head in Salford.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom.
why are you speaking like that, Beyonce?
Hey, you know my name?
Beyonce, I know everything about you. I've loved you from Destiny's Child. I thought you were the star of that band, and then your own career has been wonderful, and also I fancy you quite a lot.
What's your favourite of my songs?
I love the whole album Lemonade. Don't ask me to pick a particular song though.
I would like you to pick one song, please.
I love Single Ladies because it was a good empowering song for women who are not as beautiful as you are, which is every woman. You are so beautiful.
Don't think that was on Lemonade.
Oh, no, I was referring to an earlier... I'm aware of your whole oeuvre, and I particularly like Lemonade and Single Ladies.
Oh, well, I find that very charming. Would you like to go to bed with me?
Yes, I would, but sadly I cannot due to my loyalty to my long-term girlfriend, Sophie Willen. You should check her show out. It's good. I think you'd like it, Beyonce. It resonates with your life.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
All right, so see there? See how quickly I seduced, wooed, and put at ease?
You've done a very good job there. Yeah. You've done a very, very good job there.
Thank you.
Moving on.
Yeah.
I've been invited to appear on a massive podcast, Johnny.
Oh, my God. Bigger than this?
If you can imagine.
I don't think I can.
So I think we could have an opportunity here.
What's the podcast?
You know, Bert Kreischer? I don't know if I should be talking so openly about this, but I doubt anyone's listening to it.
That's a good thing about this podcast. It's essentially a phone conversation.
Yeah. The only people listening to this are the CIA.
Yeah.
they must be shipping something. They can't be living in such degenerate lives without being involved in the drug
trade. Like when you go into like a mini market or something, and they've got like one bit of rotting fruit, and you think there's no way this isn't a front. There's no way this isn't money laundering. That's what people think about this. There's no way the podcast isn't something else.
It is. It does feel like a front. This.
It does. Yeah. We've just got loads of heroin around the back.
All our Patreons are. Actually, that's a bloody good idea. Actually, for a front.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Podcast Patreon. And we'll send you a... Should we do that?
The problem is the patrons don't pay in cash, which I think is the whole point in money laundering. Maybe we need
Money laundering is just about moving money around, though, I think.
I thought it was you have to have a cash business so they don't know how much you've actually taken, so you can claim you've taken more.
I think that helps, but I think there's ways of money laundering without that.
I'm going to say neither of us have a fucking clue how to money launder.
If I was asked to launder money... I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I think that the good thing is, Sean, I don't think that's a problem that's going to come
up in your
life. No,
it's not going to happen.
No.
But the point is, it might happen after I appear on this podcast. That guy, Bert Kreischer, he was quite... Is that his name, Kreischer?
I'd nail this before you go on his podcast.
He was the machine, yeah, Bert Kreischer. He has that famous story about being in Russia. And he was like the most legendary party animal in the history of America, apparently.
Wow.
Like, as a student. Yeah, the film Van Wilder Party Liaison was based on him.
No.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
And now he's a comedian. And for some reason, I got an email a couple of weeks ago going, "Hi, do you want to appear on his podcast when he's in the UK?"
That's really cool.
I know. I can't believe it's huge. He gets like 2 million listens a week.
2 million listens. Oh,
2 million
listens.
That's almost as many as we get.
What the fuck? So this is a big chat. You could nail this and get the podcast soaring.
We could finally get our sorry asses up the charts.
God.
But they've just sent an email last week saying, "Do you want to bring anyone with you, John?"
Oh my God.
And I said, who do you mean?" And they said, anyone you want. So, Johnny, would you like to come?
Yes. When is this? Who is this? I don't even know who he is, I don't think. But all I know is a wild party animal. So he might fit in with my lifestyle.
Imagine if we go partying with him.
I'd love to go with Van Wilder. Yes, please.
Hey, can we call you Van? No, my name's not actually Van. It was just a movie. Van, Vanny, Van, Van, Van.
How quickly do you think we'd be asked to leave?
How quick do you think we're going to get kicked off this podcast? Like, I reckon Van minute Man. By minute three. Oh, you're about blue at 9/11.
You've got to leave, sir.
Johnny wants to fuck Beyonce. You ever met her?
That's exciting, though. So what? So when is it? I'll see if I'm free.
It's the end of January. I'm on it.
The end of January.
I think we have to build up to it because this is such a big chance. We have to really seem like pros.
So should we try and do some slick podcasting?
Okay, let's do a practice now of slick podcasting. So he's going to be talking about. They're going to be talking about like. Like American style, like, hey, what's like the best, like, I mean, what do they talk about, these people?
I don't know. I don't really listen to podcasts.
No, it's not my medium at all.
American, they'll say things like, so what's the British comedy scene like? How is it different to the US?
Yeah. Do you think you're in a position to answer this as somebody who does one gig every 6 months?
Yeah, I'd say, well, in my experience, most British comedy clubs don't laugh. Audiences don't laugh at it. Audiences are very cold. Audiences boo a lot.
Audiences here are notoriously bad. They walk out when they're having fun, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they'll chuck things when they think you're great. And they're a very confusing audience in the UK. Whereas in America, I imagine they're quite easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They will ask that. They go, "What's the British comedy scene like?" And you're gonna be like, You'd be like, "I don't know. I did a 30-seat gig in Loughborough last night. It was dog shit. I hate my life."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll be like, "Well, I can tell you what isn't thriving at the moment is my career." What do you think the difference is? So, Shawnee boy, tell me. I'm a Yank over
if
here.
If he calls me Shawnee boy, I'm all his.
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name Brett.
Bert.
His name Bert.
Okay, we have to get this out of our system now, Johnny.
His name is Bert. Bert feels like a made-up name.
No, by the way, if you're listening to this, you cannot at him on Twitter or on Instagram and go, "Hey, why are you letting those fucking idiots..." Right, this is a big chance for us.
What if he is? What if... Because someone will do some research. We can't call this the Bert episode.
No, we're not calling it. We're calling it Blue in 9/11. Blue in New York. We're calling it Blue in New York.
I think that's Blue 9/11, so it sounds like a sexy 9/11. Do you want your 9/11 to get a bit blue?
We are not gonna be asked. They are going to cancel this booking. They are cancelling this booking.
Bin Laden in a mankini, rubbing his nipple.
All right. I don't know which element of this podcast is most damaging to our long-term career, but so far, all of it. All right, ask me a question. Be like slick presenter and ask me a question.
So, we love, like, cheese toasty, cheese grills in the US. What sort of food do you like in the UK?
You like cheese grills? We like cheese toasty, cheese grills in the US. What sort of... Well, Bert, we like chips. You call them...
Them fries. We call them fries.
Yeah, we call them chips. That's what we eat.
You fucking idiots. We won the war. You fucking,
yeah.
We saved your ass in 42. Stupid, tall, stupid man.
Okay. Well, there was 3 years left in the Second World War. So, It's. I think it was a mutual effort by the end. But the key thing is we're best friends now.
So, Sean, you've got an American passport. Why don't you? Why you live in this fucking sewer? Why don't you live in the great patriotic state of America?
Because I like it here. My flat is here. Do you have that word flat in America?
You've got British teeth, Sean. You've got shit British teeth. You ever thought about that, you fucking scumbag?
My teeth are actually pretty good.
Not compared to American teeth.
Well, I probably need to get a cap on one of them because I've actually just had a chip. But,
oh, no. Are you okay? And this is me now. This isn't. Are you okay? What's that like?
Well, yeah, it's not a problem. It's just I chipped a bit on a thing. I
mean, How did you do that?
Just drinking one. It happened ages ago. I didn't notice it until recently. I think it's been like that for a while.
You were so drunk, you banged your tooth with a bottle.
Well, I don't think I was drunk. It was probably just a mistake. I don't know.
Feels like you were drunk.
I don't think we're going to do well on this podcast.
So, Shawnee boy, tell me about your. Well, tell me about the. I'm a legendary party animal.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Tell me about you. What's the craziest thing you've ever done drunk? Obviously, you chip your tooth. Would that be in your top five?
Top five? No. I've put up some crazy shenanigans.
Tell me about it. You ever had a foursome or a threesome or a sixsome?
The line's cutting out, Bert.
Bernie's line's pure A-grade wire. It won't be cut. It must be on your side.
Probably. See you later, mate. Listen to Failing Better. Cheers.
I think
it's going to go well, isn't it? I'm going to email them. Shall I email her back now?
Yeah.
Just go, hey, sorry, I've not been in touch. Just to let you know, my podcast co-host would love to come on.
Yeah.
Shall I say he's an acclaimed comedian?
I wouldn't say acclaimed. I'd say is a comedian, but maybe he's comedian. In quotation marks.
He is a comedian.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd get that. They'd be like, what is that? Why are they doing that?
They don't get irony.
I'd be like, it's irony. And they go, I literally do not know what that is. I love that. That is the most arrogant British thing. Americans don't get irony. Do you get irony, you thick fuck? I literally have no idea what is meant to be going on here.
I think this is the platform this podcast needed to help it grow.
We need to get the bros in. If we can just get those like Florida bros.
Yeah. And I think we appeal to
then
them.
We can go to Orlando, do a live show,
yeah,
and just fucking live life. And just go to the beach every day, just drinking margaritas. We could eat margaritas. We could just like.
Sean, every time margarita's been mentioned on this podcast, you've made that joke. And I respect you. I love it.
It's one of my stock jokes day to day.
It feels like such a. Like when you're a dad, that's going to be such a good joke to blow.
Right, here's the bottom line, Johnny. I am not funny. And if I have one thing that is even mildly amusing, I will beat it into the ground.
I respect that. That's something about this podcast. It isn't funny. I don't even know what this podcast is. Clearly, the algorithm thinks this podcast is to do with sort of Islamic terror in some
sort
way.
Sort of food-based history history show. Well, it's not. It's not.
It's humorous.
It's a depression. It's a depression-based kitchen sink tragedy. Look, we are going on this podcast in the new year, listeners. We are going to talk about our build-up to it, particularly on, I think, mainly on Patreon. So if you want to hear loads of stuff, this is a good time. Sign up to our Patreon.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas time. Oh, it's just been Christmas. It's the gooch time.
It's the gooch time. That is the type of phrase I reckon Bert would love that.
He'd love it. Do you think we'd have to explain to him what we mean?
What gooch means?
Yeah. Gucci, Gucci. I might say that to him.
I would like to formally ask you to not say that. Do Americans say gooch? I reckon gooch is an Americanism.
Yeah, you might be right.
I reckon it is. I think I first heard about it on the show Jackass.
Oh, really?
Imagine if we just pretended we were so pompous.
Imagine if we said we were on Jackass.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. He's Steve-O.
I've got... that's a good idea. You know, we're saying we've not got very famous guests on. What about we just pretend, Sean?
Pretend that we have guests.
Yeah.
We've already had Bert Kreischer and Beyonce on this episode.
Now
so
we've got Sigmund Freud. Hello, boys. How are you?
I wouldn't want the real Freud coming on here, let alone you doing a bizarre accent. Hello, boys. How are you? Like he's a kebab shop owner.
Hey,
boss man, what is it? Double dollar.
Why are you having a go at me? I'm Sigmund Freud.
How long have you been living in Jamaica, Sigmund? Since you've come off on your accent.
I do not know why I sound like this.
Johnny, you are so shit at impressions, man. You are so shit at impressions.
What are you talking about? I'm Sigmund Freud.
Okay, all right, so that's your Sigmund Freud. Just curious, can you now do a Bob Marley? Just curious how that would sound.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Marley. I'm Bob Marley. I tell you, when I'm in the valleys, there's nothing I like more than a bit of bloody ganja. Bit of bloody ganja down the valleys. Okay, can you do Welsh? Can you do Welsh?
I'm being locked in by Sophie. Sophie's locking me in the pit. I just thought I don't want to disturb the noise. Yeah, no worries. Thanks very much, Sophie. God bless.
We should get Sophie. Sophie can come on Bert's show with us.
That'd be better. She's won two BAFTAs, so we can appear respectable.
What the fuck is a BAFTAR? We're like, yeah, don't know either. Bye. Yeah,
I tell you what, he's better than a fucking Emmy, you stupid yank.
Think he's won an Emmy?
Won an Emmy for partying. Imagine if he's won an Emmy for partying.
I'd love that. Sorry, I'll cut this bit out.
Sean, let's not get into cutting bits out, otherwise this podcast is going to run short.
Anyway, so that's my news. That's our big project for the next few weeks, listeners.
I'm up for it.
Making sure that we really nail this chance, because you want this to be a big podcast. We want it to be a big podcast. Do sign up to our Patreon while we're on the topic.
And we can say to Bert, look, if this podcast, you could easily get 7 or 8 new listeners from us. So, I mean, it's a mutual thing, isn't it, really?
It is. That's the thing. It's cross-pollination. It's vertical integration.
Yeah.
You know, it's cross-contamination.
We're both going to be millionaires.
I reckon he is a millionaire.
Well, we're going to become millionaires.
Should we say to him, what is it like being a millionaire?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question. What's it like being a millionaire?
What's it like being such a bro?
Like, what's it like having your top off all the time? Because I would, if I had the option to never take my top off, I would take that.
I'd be a never nude if it was more respectable. If never nude wasn't like a legitimate dress, like, sense, fashion
if,
sense,
yeah. that if I would a, be. If it was like a legitimate religious sect.
Yeah. I'd become religious. I think have to get naked again.
I think every time I get naked, I lower the value of my home.
Yeah, massively. Yeah. That's really funny as an idea.
Thanks, Johnny. That was the intent. Do you know what? Weirdly, that was the intent.
I never show with you. I never show. Is Sean suffering from a bout of depression? Or is he attempting to be funny? It's such a thin line.
It is.
What I think we should do for Patreon, Choice, I think we should go to a Scientologist church and see if we become Scientologists by the end.
We both would. We know that. We both would. We're weak.
We are weak. And yeah, have you ever done anything like that? Like being, because you know they have the same, have you ever gone in?
No, I've never gone in. I've had some stuff through the door, but I've never gone in.
I've never gone in. I'd be quite interested to see how they do it as like practical psychology to try and make you feel like you need to, because I guess we all have a desire, don't we, to sort of be part of something bigger and actually, I guess you're tall enough. I mean, if there was more of you, it'd just be you'd be Bin Laden would be after you.
Yeah, is that it? Is that what the tone you want to take with this?
Yeah.
Mr. Bush, second plane has crashed into Sean McLaughlin.
His knees are down. He's on his knees.
What is the melting point of his bone?
I think
there was a point where there were they Scientologists or were they born again Christians? I think it was Mormons were stationed on Streatham High Road,
wow,
outside the Wimpy. And I thought, I bet they've got mates who are in like Rwanda.
Yeah.
And they're like, God, I'm jealous of them. Because that feels like one of the hardest pitches.
Yeah.
You're on Streatham High Road.
Yeah.
It is so crap and everyone's angry.
But there's a lot of sadness there. Like, I think sadness is the key to conversion.
And I suppose
there's few
so,
sadder
yeah.
places than Streatham High Road.
I suppose so. It's not a place that I would associate with, well, I need to find God here.
But
give
everyone's
me a
looking
sign.
For some, I think if you can pivot people away from consumer capitalism into spiritualism, that's a good place to get. There'll be a lot of people at a bus stop weeping, being like, what is the meaning of my life? Why am I so unhappy? They're holding, like, a Poundland bag. And you can go, look, you need to stop buying, you know, new sort of pens. You need to find Jesus Christ.
But I don't think that I don't think Mormonism is a particularly anti-capitalist vision.
I don't really know much about the Mormons, other than I think it is. The Book of Mormon indicates it is.
Well, I think like a lot of, well, I guess it's that thing, isn't it? The Bible is very anti-capitalist, but like Mitt Romney was a Mormon, and he was like,
yeah,
like 500 million or something.
What a prick!
What a prick! Should we get Mitt on here?
I did some with some drug dealers this week, Sean.
Do you know what you're good at on this podcast, John?
What?
I'll tell you what you're good at and I'll tell you what you're bad at.
Yeah.
You're good at knowing when a conversation has ran its course.
Yeah.
What you're bad at doing is giving me any indication as to what you're talking about.
Well, no.
Because we were just having a little chat and it was going nowhere, all right?
Yeah.
I admit that, it was going nowhere. But you could have just gone, anyway, there's something I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
You just went, I had an altercation with some drug dealers this week, Sean.
Yeah.
Well, I think you should start trying to pivot. You need to like learn to sort of, you need connector. You know, there needs to be adhesive in the conversation. You know what I mean?
I do.
What's the connecting tissue here?
I think that's a really interesting point because I realize I'm very bad at doing that just in general chat. Like I'm very good at, my brain goes all over the place. I'm very bad at layering it so people have a smooth and comfortable journey through the conversation with me.
Because people say conversation's an art.
Yeah.
But it's also a craft.
Oh, all right.
Wouldn't you say? And I think the craftsmanship of building conversation is very important.
Yeah. Well, I see myself as an artist, but I don't yet see myself as a craftsman. So maybe there's something I can learn there from you.
There it is.
About laddering.
About laddering?
Yeah. My recording has stopped because the disc has space is insufficient. So we're going to once again rely on you to do all the heavy lifting of the sound.
Yeah, what a surprise. Rely on Sean again. So you had an altercation with some drug dealers.
Yeah, so this week I've been very ill to the point where... we don't need to get into what happened, but basically I've had...
Go on our Patreon. Sign up to our Patreon and you'll find out one... Yeah. Detail that is so grisly, it'll turn you yellow. Yeah. It is genuinely one of those horrifying. It's like when they find the horse's head in
that's what
in the bed in the Godfather.
That's exactly how she
is like that, but it's not a horse's head.
Yeah, it's not
a turtle head.
Anyway.
Write that down, actually. Bert would love that.
Yeah, Bert would love that.
I should
talk about the time I shit myself to Bert. That feels like that would be exactly up his street.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, what's all this British food sending you fucking, your fucking guts are nuts, man? Yeah,
that's like the time I did magic mushrooms for 8 weeks and accidentally ended up shitting myself in Tokyo.
Hey, man, I once shit myself. I was at fucking Mount Rushmore, man. More like Mountain... fucking crap more.
Yeah, shit all down fucking Abraham's fucking face, little bit.
Did a fucking shit on George Washington.
Yeah, fuck that guy, man.
That was a scene in Van Wilder.
They had to cut it, though, because we fucking love the founding fucking fathers, man.
Founding fathers, they fucking kicked your ass in fucking World War II.
Yeah, man. Fucking what about 1877, you fucking prick?
I fucking loved it in Vietnam when we fucking went over there and took on Queen Elizabeth I.
Yeah, motherfucker. And we fucking colonized the moon, you stupid fucking English cunt.
Hey, English muffin, fucking spread a bit of jam on these butt cheeks, bro.
I can't wait to go on the pod. I think it's going to be great.
I think we're really going to do good. We're going into it with the right attitude.
So I've been ill all week. But I was in London. I didn't get to see Sean in the end due to said illness. But my friend said, basically, he wanted me to buy some MDMA for him because it's hard to get good MDMA in Manchester. If you know anyone who does good MDMA in Manchester, please email in at failingbetterbod@gmail.com.
I think maybe we are a front now. Maybe yeah, we are a front.
So I was ill, but I was like, fine, I'll just go get this guy these drugs because he's a friend and I owed him one. So then I send a message to this guy saying, can he get us drugs? And he's like, yeah, it'll be 15 minutes, which is way quicker than I was expecting. So I actually like...
Yeah, that's a bit too fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it was like...
That's a bit like when you order food and it's there in 2 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just too fast.
Yeah, it was. And so then I didn't have the cash. I need to go to a cash point. So I said, I'll meet you at the cash point. So went to get the cash out. And we were staying in like a hotel, so I didn't know anywhere where I was in London, but I just had it in my Google Maps. Then I got the money out, went and got the drugs, got them, and then it turned out the guy had given me too many drugs because he sold in like 0.5s, and I said, can I get 2 grams, meaning a gram or 2 bags, but he'd given me 4 bags. So I had like double the amount of drugs I was supposed to have. And then he called me to tell me this, and at that exact moment, my phone died. So it looked like to him like I'd taken this money and then just like fucked off, basically. So
this is basically the opening scene of No Country for Old Men.
Is it really?
This is almost exactly that. I mean, it's a much higher level.
And so quite literally, I was lost because I'd been looking at my phone. I hadn't been really paying attention to where I was going. So I was in London at a cash point. The guy had been on like a little moped. He was just round the corner.
Oh, here we go.
And I had no way of getting like telling him that my phone had just died. I was just shitting. I've watched Top Boy.
I know that you were shitting, Johnny. That goes without saying.
Don't
you ever say you're shitting.
I was ill, lost in London, trying desperately to work out to get back to my hotel. With every time anyone on a moped went by, I was just thinking they're going to fucking kill me. Like, they're going to destroy me. It was one of the most stressful experiences of my entire life.
So what did you do? At that point, I think you should have just taken a bit of the MD just to get the edge
just
off.
To calm down. No, I literally found it, but it was. I would say I had like every time a moped came out, I was literally like, I was so scared. It was one of the most terrifying like 20-30 minutes of my life. But I made it home safe.
But did you get in contact with the guy? Do you still have the extra drugs?
I messaged him saying, look, mate, my phone died just as you were speaking. And then he didn't get back to me. And I think he just thought, this is bullshit. Because literally, he was like, there's a problem with the drugs. You've taken too many. And then my phone died at that exact moment.
So you could be just sort of on their hit list 100%. Moving forward.
And then I started thinking, like, do they have, like GPS in your phone? You know when you start getting, like, those paranoid... Pause.
Did this feel like he was a cog in a much bigger machine, or was it sort of like a local operation?
Unclear to me, really. All I know is he does do very good drugs, and I will never be able to use this man again. Like, I blocked him and put him in archives. Because for a while, I was trying to, like, I was thinking of sending him another message, being like, look, I know this looks really dodgy, I'm happy to pay the extra money. But then I just thought, what? Because then if he says, yeah, let's meet, I'll just be absolutely shitting myself.
Yeah, he could fuck you up.
So I just thought...
They could bring someone with him.
Yeah, and just kill me. And then I'd just be another number in the drug...
I mean, you might have outthought the mob here.
Well, it was... let me tell you, as ever for me, entirely unintentional.
Well, also, it does sound like it was his screw-up.
It was his screw-up.
So it's probably his superior... The problem is, he's probably... Your phone probably means that he's going to get...
That's exactly... I felt really guilty, because I was thinking there's some, like... He was only, like, a 20-year-old kid or something, and I was thinking he's not going to...
Awful. Johnny, yeah, you've condemned him.
Well, it wasn't my fault, Johnny. My phone just died.
Well, your phone's always bloody dying.
It is. I need a new phone, really. Maybe I'll get it for Christmas.
If anyone can recommend a good phone, please email us. I could do with a new drug dealer, actually.
Could you? Well, this is a good plan. I could give you this guy's number. There's no link between me and you.
No, but I'd need to use you as, like...
That's true.
Just to let you know, I'm legit Johnny Pelham. We'd be like, that is the worst thing you could have said to me.
Yeah, you might get punched in the head because of me. And that would actually make me quite happy.
I know, yes, it would. How tall is this guy, Go? Could he reach this high?
That's true, actually. You might get punched in the shin.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be, I could live with that. I'm used to that.
So that was my Sonic. Very, very scary. I was really imagining Top Boy. You know when they do just pop round on a little moped and shoot you in the head?
I've not seen Top Boy, but I do live in South London, so I'm aware of the...
The reference.
I'm aware of people on scooters shooting people in the head.
Yeah.
I've got... do you know what I'm going to do tomorrow, actually, Johnny?
What?
I've got on. Well, I've got nothing on. I started playing a video game yesterday. God of War Ragnarok.
What is God of War? A lot of people are talking about it. Is it like an RTS or is it like a fighting game?
It's like a sort of... it's not fighting. It's like a sort of action-adventure...
like Zelda.
RPG. It's Zelda. It's Zelda-esque. Yeah, yeah. The problem with God of War is there's no way of describing it without it sounding crap.
What, describe it then. Give us your one sentence synopsis.
Because I didn't even want to play the first one because I think they released them on the... I feel like we've had this conversation on this pod.
I don't think we talked about God of War. I think you talked about Red Dead Redemption.
Basically,
and all I'll say, Sean, is I don't want to put you off talking about God of War, but that Red Dead Redemption chat didn't feel like it was the best bit of podcasting we've ever done.
No, it was crap.
However, let's dive into another of you talking about the games you play to try and fill the loneliness.
I think maybe we should become a video game podcast, genuinely.
The problem is I don't play video games.
I think that's our angle. I don't really play them either. But I was looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
Your video games make so much more money than everything else. And everyone just ignores it.
There's a football manager, like, streamer who makes £100,000 a year from streaming about Football Manager.
That should be us.
That should, because I fucking love Football Manager.
I love it as well. I get real cravings for it. And it's hard.
And imagine making money from Football Manager. The problem with me, Football Manager is like the blue pill or the red pill in The Matrix. It's like if I decide to play Football Manager, the rest of my life disappears. And like Sophie will be talking to me about something, you know, yapping on it. Well, the house isn't very clean. What's all that? And I'll just be thinking, God, I've got to find a fucking right back. Like
they got me at lockdown. I was out for like 9 years. Started unemployed as a semi,
like drunk.
A semi-professional. Got offered the Sutton United job. And my second season, we won the conference. And I was like, well, I'm in. I'm all in now.
It's too
Ended
good.
Up doing like a classic career rising through the leagues.
Yeah.
I won the Premier League with Sheffield United, got to the Champions League semi, lost the UEFA Cup. I was like, it was just... But the problem is, lockdown was the perfect time for it because we had nothing but time.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking we should have started this podcast in lockdown. That would have been the perfect time to do a podcast.
Yeah, it would have been. Most of the podcasts that started in lockdown have ended up selling out arenas.
Yeah, we need another... We could do with another bat being eaten somewhere. If you've got a bat in your house, just give it a quick bite. And let's try and get this podcast, really.
So anyway, God of War Ragnarok.
Yeah.
It's basically... They made some games on the PS2, which I never liked. I played a bit of the first one, and it was like... set in Sparta, and there's a soldier who sells his soul to the god of war.
Yeah.
And it's all set in like ancient Greek gods. And it's just it was really violent and sexist. And that was sort of the point. But I never, it was not my thing.
Yeah.
Then they rebooted it.
Yeah.
Where basically the guy is now older. He's now living in Norway. It's like Norse, and now it's all Norse mythology. And the original God of War, the reboot, he has to like look after his son. That's the whole point of it.
That's a nicer
The whole plot
story.
Of the film, yeah, the whole plot of the game is that you are and your son have to travel a distance to spread your mum's his dead wife's ashes, which is revealed, you know, that's 5 minutes into the game. Yeah. That's not a spoiler. But it's brilliant. It's open world and it's got all these cool old like Norse gods meet you and you fight a lot of them and it's just amazing. And the second one just came out and the first one I loved so much. And I started playing it, and I've got a weed gummy.
Oh my god! So who are you becoming, Sean?
I don't. I think I'm becoming an incel. But I think tomorrow I might just have it. My wife's going out for the evening. I might just have it at like 6 o'clock and just
do
see,
it.
See what goes on.
You'll have such fun.
We'll see.
I'm thinking about doing ayahuasca.
I was very much in that mode.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I'm. I don't know if I can be bothered anymore.
Well, I'm reading about therapies which like help people deal with trauma on an embodied level. And
here we go. Johnny's bloody trauma.
Yes, I was sexually abused as a child, something, you know, which probably means now that's why I'm running around the streets of London hiding from drug dealers.
Do you want to help with my bloody trauma?
What?
Because you've bloody zipped it once in a while.
Well, look, if I went, what's this podcast? Just you talking about games that you think are okay. Yeah, I think Red Dead Redemption, how would you describe it? Yeah, it's all right, yeah. What about God of War? Yeah, that's pretty... Yeah, it's all right, actually, yeah. Who the fuck is listening to that?
I guarantee you more people would listen to that than listen to this shit.
Well, that's such a low bar. I mean, that is... that can't be what success is, that 17 people listen to it. We're growing in the charts.
We do get significantly higher than 17 listeners. We've more than though that in Patreons.
So,
ayahuasca is that? No, is that the one where you take you go to Peru and you have like a retreat?
Yeah, I'm looking at a guy in Scunthorpe who does
it. He's your shaman, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Brian.
No.
Need to go to the right people though, like the sort of shaman types who can kind of lead you through the experience.
I think you do. I did EMDR therapy, which is a form of therapy that is meant to deal with trauma, and it didn't work because I don't have a clear enough memory of it. So now I'm thinking maybe something different to that, which could be more. I guess I watched the stand-up with Simon Amstel where he talked about it being very helpful. But then this is the only thing that's putting me off it. I talked to a friend who did ayahuasca and he was like, yeah, it totally changed my life. It was amazing. And then a couple of months ago, that guy was drinking piss out of a shoe for money. And I thought, it's not changed him that much. I mean, like, you can't be like totally different spiritual human being.
And then, I know people who've done it a lot. Do you know Carl Donnelly? He's done it a few times.
Has he done it?
Yeah, Milo McCabe's a big proponent of it.
Maybe I'll talk to them.
Is that the word?
Who?
Proponent,
I think so, yeah. I think it might be something I'd do in the new year, because I'd like to give it
I'd like to do it. Isn't it the idea that the trips only last 5 minutes?
I don't think so. That might be true.
One I'm thinking of? There's two. There's ayahuasca and there's... Is it DMT?
DMT is meant to be amazing.
Ayahuasca is maybe the long one, but the DMT, it's like it lasts 5 minutes in the real world, but it feels like you're away for hours.
DMT,
and you can unlock things into the universe. I mean, I think that would definitely make me full-blown religious if I took either of those. Based on the description on how,
it
does to you, like, and what it makes you see.
Yeah.
To do that. I don't know if I could do it with you, Johnny, though. That's the problem. That unless it would be funny to try and do an episode like
on DMT.
The serpent is here for me. I think
DMT...
that's one of the main things they see is a serpent. I think
is DMT the one drug has got the tagline like it's the your body only releases the chemical in your brain when you're born and when you die. So it's meant to be like the death. Which always seems like such a... I don't know. It almost certainly is scientifically bollocks, but it sounds like quite a cool...
What is DMT? It's known as Dimitri Fantasia, businessman's trip, 45-minute psychosis, or spiritual molecule.
That's such different... Businessman's trip to psychosis to spiritual journey. That's such different... That's the trip you've had, isn't it?
As with most drugs, DMT can affect people in different ways. I think DMT is the one I've always had in my eye on, maybe not ayahuasca. I think ayahuasca would... I don't know. All of them are meant to be very enlightening. Others find it overwhelming and frightening. Psychoactive effects, people have described feeling like they're travelling at warp speed through a tunnel of bright lights and shapes. Others describe having an out-of-body experience and feeling like they've changed into something else. Others who report visiting other worlds and communicating with alien-like beings. I want that.
Have you ever done magic mushrooms?
Yeah, I love magic mushrooms.
I really like magic mushrooms.
I always just liked MDMA. That was always the one I thought was the
MDMA
best
is
one.
By far my favourite drug. I don't understand why MDMA is illegal. It feels like a real travesty that MDMA is illegal. Have you seen all the MDMA therapy they're doing in America? That feels really... I mainly got into looking at... I mean, that's a lie. But another string to my bow of why I'm interested in MDMA and ayahuasca and things is because of its therapeutic... for people with trauma, apparently it's very helpful. So a lot of like veterans of Vietnam who've got PTSD would take MDMA, and it really helped them deal with PTSD and things. Because it gets rid of the ego, and it lets you like think about things with a different... I guess when your brain is just chemically altered, so you're able to think about things and things through in a different way.
The collapse of the ego is the main thing I like.
I love it. It's like, MDMA is exactly who I'd like to be in the world, but can't because of fear and anxiety and shame.
Well, I think the problem is if MDMA is going to help you overcome trauma, you take it and they say, what trauma are you looking to overcome? You go, well, it's how I bought this.
Yeah. Or what, and the thing that is to them, like, what trauma do you want to overcome? And you'll be like, how much fun I'm having right now.
How much trauma? What trauma? Well, about 15 minutes ago, I pissed off a drug dealer and I think he's going to murder me. Yeah. It was quite traumatic.
And then the drug dealer kicks in the door and he's like, you're right. It's the beginning of Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I think we should, I think we can wrap this up.
Yeah, I think it's been an interesting chat.
It's been a funny chat that has led into some dark and unusual places, but I think we've come out the end of it more spiritually alive and more connected to each other and the world.
Much like a trip on DMT, apparently. So do take it.
It's sort of like the podcast version of an ayahuasca retreat, this.
You come... I think you throw up during ayahuasca, and I think you shit yourself. So in many ways, it is like that.
Johnny, it sounds like you might be having one already.
But I think apparently you're violently ill, and and it's pretty intense. But
so you're going to go to Scunthorpe and do it?
Well, I was looking at a guy. The thing is, I don't have that much money, so I was looking at someone cheap. I think it is the sort of thing you shouldn't do cheap.
I think you should. Maybe we should try and get one of the comics we know who's done it as a guest. That'd be really good. Carl would be a really good guest.
That's a great idea. We should do that.
Get Milo on or something.
That's a really good idea. We should absolutely do that. Because that'd genuinely be very interesting in talking to them about ayahuasca or DMT.
Yeah. Because I remember I always wanted to go to Burning Man. I always thought I'd really like to go there because there's the idea that it's free. I think now it's not the same as it used to be. I think it's become another like sort of Instagram.
My friend went to Burning Man, though, and you're not allowed to pay for things or something. So it's all trades. So it's still got that spirit somewhere within it. But I'm sure you're right. It's become more Instagram and selfie obsessed.
Yeah, I think so.
He said it was amazing.
I really wanted to go. I remember saying it to a comedian, and he was like, doesn't sound like you would enjoy it at all. And I thought, oh, that's really sad because I really want to. I feel like the person I am inside is never who is out because... In my head, Burning Man is exactly the type of thing I'd be into, like an adventure. And
that's interesting. Maybe you need to go on the road like Jack Kerouac.
And do what? Just explore
myself?
Just
travel America, leave your wife, stop doing comedy, and just go on the road.
I think I stopped doing comedy a long time ago. Unfortunately, I'm still doing the gig.
Doing this podcast. I think what we can do is the podcast can become Where is Sean this week?
Well, I've got a few US gigs next year.
Oh my God.
After one of them, I might just take a week off and just drive in a direction. I might just pick a direction and drive in it. And I don't know, just have something like that. Why not?
That'd be fun.
I've always wanted to do that in America or Canada or Spain, I think would be a really good place to drive around.
I've always wanted to do it in England. Oh, I'm in Torquay. I'm in South End. Because I think, my instinct is, I think doing that might be shit. Because, like, it's romanticised. Anywhere. In America, it's romanticised because you don't know the place. But if you did it in England, like, yeah, I just want to go to Birmingham and drive. It's like, great. You're in fucking... Coventry.
Well done. Yeah. You're in Redditch.
I think because we have lack of knowledge about the areas, it's very easy to romanticise the idea that they're these mysterious, bohemian, wonderful places that exist out there.
I mean, they almost certainly aren't.
Yeah, you're just going to be going to like a fucking... a shithole town.
Yeah, yeah. I think Spain would be a good one because I think always think with Spain, at least you'd get really good food.
Yeah, that's
it. That's the main thing. It'd be cheap, you'd get good food, and it would be really sunny.
And also, if you TripAdvisor it, you'd be able to get really good places.
Yeah, that's the spirit that Jack Kerouac has engendered.
That is the 21st century Jack Kerouac, isn't it? Like, I've plotted a route, everywhere's been sort of checked on maps to make sure it's good, blah, blah, blah. And there's no spirited adventure anymore. Anyway, on that bombshell...
I sometimes do that, though. I'll often eat at restaurants I've not looked up. My wife cannot do that. She has to look up the ratings. And really? I'm always like, they can just be fixed. Anyone can do that. Our podcast.
When I'm doing a gig, I will check reviews. So it just feels like a way to stop you getting something shit.
What do you mean?
I'd like check the reviews to make sure it's not like a 3-star.
What, for food?
Yeah.
I don't.
I didn't do that, and I got the worst shits I've ever had this week. So what I've learned is always check the reviews.
Not me. I got a perfect constitution, and I never check the reviews.
Like the USA, you've got the perfect constitution.
But what can I say? Like the USA, my constitution es perfecto.
Yeah, and also I've got loads of guns.
Hey, Bert, how does it feel like to be a minority in your own country? Thanks for having me on the pod, Mike.
All right, great. Should we wrap this up?
Yeah, I think I might edit that last thing I just said out. don't think it came across as I intended.
I think keep it in. I think make it the little teaser of the app.
Yeah, sure. The teaser. Oh, what, the teaser that you do.
Oh, fuck off, Sean.
The teaser, the great promo work that you've been doing. You said, don't worry, Sean, you do the edits. I'll cover all the promo. I'll do all the social media and the TikTok.
TikTok on the clock. I've done nothing, but I've been really ill.
How many TikToks have we released?
We've done one TikTok. We've got no followers on TikTok.
What is our TikTok? Is it Failing Better Pod?
I presume so. I don't even know. TikTok on. We've got one follower, and that's Kesha. That's the only follower on TikTok.
If we've got Kesha, then we're doing okay.
TikTok.com. I don't really understand what TikTok is.
I don't think it's for us.
Yeah, we've got Failing Better. I'm on it now. Failing Better. Please join our TikTok, everyone.
No, the main thing is follow our Instagram.
Follow our Instagram, but also it'd be nice. View profile. Have we got a follower?
This is what a grim way to end the podcast. Have we yet got one TikTok follower?
No, we've got zero followers and zero likes. And the video I put there has been seen by 148 people.
So it's not like it's not being seen.
148 people have watched it and not liked it.
God, this podcast is an absolutely awful endeavor. This podcast has taken years. At Failing Better Pod on Instagram.
At Failing Better Pod on TikTok. Please give us a like.
At Failing Pod and on Twitter, though. I feel like Twitter now. Every time I go on there, it gets worse and worse these days.
Yeah, it's a die. And what it's I like about it is Elon Musk just spends all his time apologising for the latest fuck-up.
He's just stepped down as...
Has he today?
I think he's stepped down, yeah.
He did that Twitter poll, didn't he?
What an idiot. Why do you do stuff on a Twitter poll? You're an idiot.
He's such a moron.
So thick. How is he so rich and we're so poor and he's thick and I guess we're probably thick as well, aren't we?
I think we might. I suppose the
problem is, I use that logic. I followed it through.
Yeah. I think we're very intelligent. Well, I think we're too intelligent to be commercially successful. We're indie. We're the artist's choice. We're the intellectual. We're the bourgeoisie enjoys us. But sadly, there are not enough of the intelligentsia left anymore.
I don't think the bourgeoisie enjoy us, do they?
Who does enjoy us?
I think this is a proletariat podcast.
No, I hate the working class.
Tick-tack goes the clock.
And I mean this, if you're working class, it's your family's fault for not working hard enough.
Johnny, people these days will not realise that you're joking.
I mean, unless you're a lord, your family is shit.
It's about quality, not quantity, with our listeners. We have got one listener a week. Yeah. It is Kesha.
It's Kesha. Who is truly.
Okay, don't give me any more edits.
A minute. I can't be bothered. To Kesha there.
So what do we do? Do give us
give me a 4-star review.
Don't give us a fucking 4, even if you're joking. Give us a 5, you twat. Particularly on Apple Podcasts, they're drying up. Give us a rating or review or both. And if you're on Spotify, give us a... Actually, the main thing as well is to subscribe or follow it, because that's what will drive us up the fucking charts.
And become a Patreon. And remember, don't ask the bill payer's permission to do that. Just do it. And have a great New Year.
Yeah, we'll see you in the new year, everyone. And just keep failing better.
And
keep on failing better.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.